This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Harley shoots. Safe made. A rebound.
Go ahead.
Dallas Stars! Come on! I couldn't even sleep last night, you guys. I could not sleep. I just pulled in all nighter. I was so excited for this.
Jake Rietma in studio, our Stars insider living at the AAC. He was there for Game 6 Friday. What was it like in the building? I like that hat.
Yeah. You know what? I had a whole unboxing video I was going to send to Bobby to ruin his weekend. But I thought, you know, I'll just pump the brakes on that. I'll ruin his Monday morning instead with my excitement
there with the kids
because his skin's crawling. But kids. I don't care. It was game number six. I will say though, entering game number six, you know, there was a little bit of weather, so there's no pregame street hockey game. I was bummed I couldn't go by in PNC Plaza and play a little street hockey. But it was.
Are they playing street hockey beforehand?
Yeah. Most of the game, but it rained recently. On Saturday night, so we didn't have the street hockey game, but it was a focused energy, focused atmosphere, walking in a business like mentality in game number six, and it played out.
All right, go ahead and give us your game recap before we preview the Oilers. The Stars, of course, back in the West Finals for the third straight year. A lot of emotion over Mark Scheifele and what happened with his pops.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's a whole other angle that I think hockey, you could make the case, does the best as a sport, top down from management to fans, to just understanding the magnitude of the moment. And credit to Scheifele. Oh my goodness. He comes out and scores the first goal. Yeah. I mean, yeah, a stick tap, a salute to him. And also to Stars.
We don't stick tap them. We're not stick tapping anybody in Winnipeg.
No. So, but the Stars fans donated $55 in for his jersey number to a lot of his charities. And I believe Stars management, the ownership group, arranged for him to fly privately back to his hometown immediately following the game so he could be with his family. So first-class organization, just like we're a first-class team right here, Sean and RJ. First-class, baby. First-class.
That's right.
All right. But game recap. I mean, that hockey game had everything you could ask for. It had physicality. It had some of the best goaltending you will see, mostly by Jake Oettinger, because the saves that he made to keep the Stars alive. And the Stars do not win that game without Jake Oettinger. And highlighting that was one of the best saves you will see. I know Wolchek was at the game. He tweeted out the picture. I tweeted out the screenshot of Appleton for the Jets getting ready to shoot on a wide open net. And somehow
whiffed.
Oettinger.
He whiffed it.
Yeah, he should have put more mustard on it, no doubt. But from Oettinger to get side to side on that tic-tac-toe pass, because the Jets tried to get a little fancy on that. It was an odd man rush. And I understand the tic-tac-toe play, because you got a wide open net, and if executed, it's unstoppable. But the shot wasn't in the pristine spot it needed to be. Oettinger gets over in time, and it wasn't conventional because he kind of throws his hands at it and makes an incredible save.
Jake Rietma in studio. This hasn't gotten to the point, though, where, like, for the next two or three regular seasons, you would take Oettinger over Hellebuyck?
Well, regular seasons? No, not the regular season.
No, you're goalie moving forward. You're drafting a team.
The United States goalie should be Jake Ottinger going into the Olympics.
It won't be. They're going to make it as Hellebuyck just because of.
But who would you take? Why? Because Otter's better. Otter's better.
Yeah, regular season, I'll take Hellebuyck. I mean, he's the best. He's been the best
for five
years.
No, you can't elevate his game when it matters most.
We're talking regular season.
No, I'm not talking regular season. Oh, you're drafting a team for the next 3 years.
Oh, I wouldn't put Hellebuyck.
You would take Ottinger over him
in a playoff for sure. Yeah, no doubt. Hellebuyck stinks.
So you're taking Ottinger and drafting your team. Not stop separating them. Well, just everything all encompassing.
It's hard. Like Hellebuyck can literally lead you to the one seed. Right, he could take a mid. They're a good team, but they're not like the Stars are a much better team. He could take a mid team to the one seed, but all the flaws of the team come out in the playoffs. When he doesn't play his best,
give me my guy, Ottinger. I'll run through a brick wall for him.
Well, I think you would try. So let's talk about the penalty. You said 10 out of 10 times that leads to a penalty shot.
Oh, yeah. I was fired up hearing you guys talk about that this morning because throw the time and score, the juncture of the game out the window. Officiate the game the way it should be officiated. If that's a penalty shot in the first period in the regular season, it's a penalty shot in the closing seconds of a playoff game. He was clearly unimpeded from the neutral zone or the scoring zone. He was unimpeded, and Steele's going in, and you know he's got nobody on him, and the penalty that takes his feet out, that's clearly a penalty shot. It should have been a penalty shot, but now that said, Stars power play has been really good. You take a two-minute power play on clean ice, and Sam Steele talked about that post-game, said, look, in the moment, yeah, I wanted the penalty shot, but knowing that you had 2 minutes of a power play to start overtime, and obviously they go out and execute.
Yeah, it is the great sports debate. Like, do you change how you officiate late in game? Like, you're not going to get strike three to end a World Series on the black. It's good. It's got to be like, you know, hey, this thing's over the plate.
I'm okay with it.
I'm fine with it too.
It's easier to be okay with it when you're up 3-2 as well.
It is. There's no doubt about that. I was okay with it because, like, you know, you are a little bit more tight with your whistle in the late third period, just to get a penalty. Late in the third period was
egregious.
It was egregious.
Open ice.
It has to be to get a penalty late in the third period.
Right. I was okay with it because they scored, but if they would not have, that would have been a plant the flag, I am dying on that hill take, but it didn't cost the Stars.
So we know about Steele, and we know about Harley, and we know about Otter, but you wanted to talk about Miro and the difference he's making.
Absolutely, because obviously he had been out, and the runway to get back to game speed, nobody knows exactly how long that's going to take. Not that he wasn't excellent in his first game, but I thought he made such a significant step in that last game. In game number 6, the Stars win it. Take a look at some of these notes. When Miro was on the ice, this is the Miro difference. The Stars outshot. Now, these are shot attempts. Not all of them landed. The Jets 46-13. Scoring chances 20-5 in favor of Dallas. And most importantly, high danger chances. So the really quality high scoring chances 11-1 in favor of the Stars. He's joining the rush. He's creating open ice for guys. He's able to be versatile as a defenseman and provide that scoring threat. And he looked more like himself in game number 6. So that's only good things for the Stars moving forward.
And now, Bob, we move on to the Western Conference Finals. And who's favored?
The Edmonton Oilers, for some reason. I don't know where this came from, because all postseason, hasn't it been Dallas?
All postseason.
Dallas has been having Edmonton the entire time. Now all of a sudden we get to the West Finals, and ESPN has them as the betting favorite, the Edmonton Oilers.
It drew close at the end of the last series where, like, the Stars were, like, plus 250 to win the Cup, and Edmonton was the next at, like, plus 270, so it was really, really close.
And the Stars have home ice.
This is close. It's Oilers minus 120, Stars plus 100. But for the Stanley Cup, it's Oilers plus 250, Stars plus 350 now, according to ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're getting into you're in the Final Four. Maybe they're just saying, look, best player on – they have the two best players, or two of the best players in the world, so they're just going to ride that. Just like –
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To be fair, I mean, Edmonton rode McDavid last year in this series.
Yeah, I think that's where I was going to go with it, because Draisaitl and McDavid, two of the best players in the sport. Obviously, McDavid, the best player in the sport. And they've been really good, but it hasn't been the traditional way you would expect with an onslaught of goals. McDavid's only scored 3 goals. Draisaitl, again, they're 1-2 in points on the Edmonton Oilers, but Draisaitl has only had 3 goals as well. So they're not scoring as much. They're getting it done with the playmaking in the assist category, both McDavid and Draisaitl. So maybe there's the thought process of they got to wake up and start scoring some goals.
22 different players saw ice time for Edmonton in their first 11 games of the postseason. Of the 22, 16 of them have scored.
Whoa. There's some balance.
They've gotten some balance, which is not what Edmonton's been like over the last few. It's been basically the McDavid Draisaitl show.
Jake Friedman in studio, rocking the Keller Indians shirt as well to go along with the Dallas Stars hat, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. What's going on with Edmonton in net?
That's the million-dollar question. I mean, it is a mystery, and you're going to pull your hair out trying to solve this mystery, because now in goal for Edmonton, Stuart Skinner. Now, Stars fans know that from the rematch that they're from last year's Western Conference Finals, but it wasn't always Stuart Skinner in goal. Calvin Picker was the backup goalie that came on to replace Stuart Skinner in the opening series against the Kings, because Skinner was terrible, like egregiously bad, like Connor Hellebuyck on the road bad.
Oh, no.
And so when you have Picker come in, when you make a goalie change in the postseason, obviously that's the head coach telling the rest of the guys, this is who I think we can win with. Now, Pickard gets hurt in the Vegas series. So now you're back to the backup and you're thinking, what is Skinner? You know, this is a liability, especially with the way game 4 ended against Vegas, where Skinner makes an egregious goaltending move, allowing Vegas to score at the horn. So what does Skinner come back and do? Back-to-back shutouts. So he has the potential, back-to-back shutouts, to clinch that series against Vegas. And so it really is just a roller coaster where this guy can be a brick wall or he can be Swiss cheese and net, and you never really know what's going to show up.
It's so frustrating. I hate watching that, because even if when you're playing a goalie like that, you don't know what to expect. That's really annoying.
Yeah, and he was not good against the Stars in the regular season. Dallas won 2 of 3 against Edmonton in the regular season. But he just there's always that little glimpse. And I hate to give Hellebuyck any credit, but he played very well in game number 6. And I was texting with the same hockey group of, oh boy, is Hellebuyck maybe finding himself on the road a little bit here? So to clinch that series and move on, I think was a big deal.
So what was it like there in the plaza after they won?
Oh, it was electric. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. I can't wait to go back. And I'm so excited the Stars got home ice advantage. We get guaranteed 7 o'clock puck drops. It's going to be electric. But last Saturday night, I was like a kid with, this is going to come as a huge surprise, but got a little ADHD that I worked through, you know. And I'm walking around in the plaza after, you know, who wants to talk? Got a couple of good sound bites. The Tolos are always electric after a win. And I had a little guy telling me that Sean and RJ was his favorite show.
Nice.
Like a kid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the,
in the demographic.
Franklin Richards Fantex. Is the flasher for the Orioles from last season going to be?
Please, God.
Great yes. question.
The Oilers flasher, yeah.
The flasher, the Oilers flasher.
Free the nipple.
Well, Biz, I heard you guys talking about Biz, one of the, you know, Biz Nasty on TNT, that he's down in the dumps a little bit, and maybe that's what he needs to help him recover after his Leafs.
He saw Bieber's outfit yesterday and said, I'm done with this. That was awful.
Do you have initial feels on both series?
I would say...
not homering it up. Don't be a homer.
Right. No. What's interesting about Edmonton is their power play has not gotten started. It's 1-for-9 in the postseason, which is not good. And they've been traditionally such a strong power play team because they have so much firepower. And the Stars have started to be really good on 5-on-5. So I know it's not groundbreaking rocket science, but the Stars stay out of the penalty box. I feel good about how well the Stars can play in 5-on-5. So I feel Stars in 7. Like, it's going to be a rock 'em, sock 'em, punch it, grind it out kind of game. Now, Eastern Conference, we got rid of the Canada team, so that's all that matters. But I think when Florida comes out, they boat race the Maple Leafs in that opening period. Didn't even score, but you just felt them dominate
gutless.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you got all the corporate fans for the Maple Leafs in the lower bowl. They talk about, it's the best ticket in hockey. Yeah, it's the hardest one to get, and all the real fans are up in the nosebleeds. You can't hear them. They got more fans in Maple Leaf Square than they do actually in the game. That's their problem.
Jake Rietma. In studio, bringing it strong.
Most electrifying man in sports radio.
Let's talk
sports radio. Most electrifying man, baby.
Thank you, Jake. Give him a follow on social media as well. He'll be joining us to recap every game. Game one, Wednesday night. Double AC, he will be there at 7 p.m. Tony Romo is a big fan of what the Dallas Cowboys have done. And listen to CeeDee Lamb talk about his new best friend. We take you inside the Star with an Ice Cube ticket giveaway during the commercial-free expressway next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.